Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, January 7th, 2022. As of yesterday, 75.4% of Berliners received at least one coronavirus vaccination, 72% have been fully vaccinated, and the 7-day incidence in the capital was 416.9. And as expected, the reported infections have significantly increased this week. After the introduction of nationwide corona rapid tests in spring of 2021, commercial testing stations mushroomed, not only in Berlin. And according to the Senate Department of Health, there are still more than 830 certified testing stations in the capital. The quality of the work, as customers often notice, varies widely. Sometimes it's done more, sometimes less thoroughly, and sometimes not at all. In one case, a family of three who registered for a Schnell test but had to cancel the appointment at the last minute received a negative test result for each member of the family. In other cases, customers received negative results over multiple days despite testing only once at a site. The responsible Senate department has already taken note of the phenomenon of test results without swabs. In writing, it says, quote, "This is already known to the Senate Department for Science, Health, Care, and Equality and is reported more frequently. We pass on any suspicion of a crime to the LKA," unquote. When asked, the test centers, according to statements, cannot explain how the faulty tests came about. For the administration of the test results, the stations use different software solutions. By far, not all of them work with the Corona Warn app Schnell test portal of the RKI. According to an employee of a test station that does use the RKI software, it is not possible to send an incorrect result with a simple click. Already in the summer, there were the first suspicions nationwide that billing fraud was also occurring in the lucrative rapid test business, and new legal regulations followed. Since the beginning of July, the Association of Statutory Health Insurance Physicians has introduced so-called plausibility checks, thanks to which inconsistencies should be noticed. In addition, the test stations are controlled randomly, and if there are anomalies, they are examined further. Rapid tests are prone to errors anyway, and their quality depends on how thoroughly the swabbing is done, how meticulously the test is executed, and how well it is administrated. All of these affect the results, which can have significant consequences for the individual. The Berlin police cannot currently use some of its 130 service dogs. The reason for this is a changed animal protection dog ordinance, which has been in effect since the beginning of the year. According to a police spokesperson, this affects all 49 protection dogs and their 49 handlers, including the dogs of the Special Operations Command, or the SEK. As the name suggests, the police use these dogs to protect people and to catch or hold criminals. The training of such protection dogs is sometimes done with the use of force. According to an officer, the dogs have to, quote, "hold a criminal even if he or she strikes at them," unquote. In training, such attacks are simulated with the animals. To stop an attack, the handler uses a pull collar, which cuts the canine's air supply for a short time. Until now, the animals have to pass this test every year in order to be used on the force. According to the new regulation, which the then Federal Minister of Agriculture, Julia Klöckner, launched in 2021, the use of these collars is no longer permitted in the training of dogs nationwide. To deliberately cause pain to a service dog is now forbidden in Germany. However, the new regulation is not interpreted in the same way everywhere. The police in Brandenburg, for example, sees no need for action. Not affected by the mandatory break are the police sniffer dogs. They are used, for example, to search for drugs, explosives, and missing people, and have no contact with criminals. According to the police, sniffer dogs are conditioned differently, and their training differs from that of the protection dogs. The change in the law has been clear for months. Nevertheless, Vice Chairman of the Berlin Police Union, Stefan Kelm, criticized the regulation. He said that it has fatal consequences for internal security, as police forces nationwide have not been able to use guard dogs since the beginning of the year. He stated, quote, "We are absolutely open to innovative training methods in which pain can be dispensed with, but currently there are no alternatives," unquote. Now Berlin police say they are in talks with the Senate's Interior Administration to solve the problem. But what such a solution might look like is not yet known. According to a study, 1 in 5 full-time employees in Berlin is a low-income earner, which means their income in 2020 was less than two-thirds of the median monthly gross income, according to a study by the Institute of Economic and Social Research, or WSI, of the Hans Böckler Foundation, which is affiliated with the trade unions. At the cutoff date of the study, December 31st of 2020, this corresponded to a maximum gross wage of 2,284 euros. Per the study, Berlin, with a share of 19.2%, is slightly above the national average of 18.7% of full-time employees with correspondingly low wages. The majority of low-income earners nationwide were women, but in Berlin, the ratio was reversed. Women were at 18.8% and men at 19.4%. The BVG does not want to accept the ruling of the Hamburg Regional Court on the use of its famous urban jungle pattern and has appealed. In December, the designer of the pattern, Herbert Lindinger, successfully went to the Hamburg Regional Court, which decided that the BVG was no longer allowed to use his pattern on merchandising items, tickets, or on cars, such as the Berlkönig shared cab. Referring to the ongoing proceedings, a BVG spokesman did not want to comment on what the company's appeal is based on and what goal they are pursuing with it. According to the court ruling from December, the BVG must also provide the plaintiff with information about sales and profits it has made from articles featuring the design. The court also awarded the plaintiff a claim for damages and a right to surrender the affected goods and products for destruction. However, the affected upholstered seats do not have to be torn out of vehicles, as this would detrimentally affect traffic. In an attempt to destroy the seats, after all, the designer's lawyer, Christian Donle, has filed an appeal against the ruling as well. Donle confirmed this in an interview with RBB24 and stated, quote, "From our point of view, we are entitled to the destruction claim, which the regional court denied as disproportionate," unquote. The BVG is currently gradually replacing the seats and has equipped newer vehicles with a different pattern. Now, the Hamburg Higher Regional Court must decide on the appeals of both sides. And lastly, thank you to Taylor, Vivian, John, Trish and Brian, and Andrea for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.